Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Voluntary Viewing Podcast, although I guess this is the quarantine cast, episode number 300!
Woo! Oh my god, we did it.
We pulled it off. We got here. Ryan's huffing helium to celebrate.
My name is Chunky McChunkerson. Ask me any questions that you want. What do you want to know?
Chunky, how do you feel about taxing corporations to get them to a carbon tax, basically?
I think that corporations already pay too much in taxes, and you know, if we export them to another country, then the billionaires are just gonna go and make their money in Thailand, and that's a bad thing. So America,
Chunky,
corporate tax. Oh shit, fuck. I'm losing it.
Chunky, I feel bad for bringing you on this podcast now.
Chunky, give me your best Ben Shapiro impression.
All right, so the thing that you need to know about women is that they're just...
It's not the same. We're talking biology here.
I mean, I don't understand why people are ignoring simple biology. And when we're talking... I am a white man, yes, of course, but my opinions hold value. My valuable opinions.
Oh, fuck. So the thing is that the minute that you breathe in, you lose it.
Yeah.
So you really gotta hit it.
You just gotta breathe out the whole time.
Yeah, no, one long exhale. Give me a question that I can extol a bad opinion on in 10 seconds.
Chunky, does Batman eat pussy?
No, you see, so it doesn't. It's stupid. It's irrelevant. The way that people are talking about this whole issue makes no sense whatsoever. Why should men have to go down on women? Biology. It's biology.
Fuck. God damn it. I think it's getting to my brain too. I'm not able to.
Yeah, no. Chunky, I would recommend maybe not doing that too much.
The lethal dose of helium is shockingly low, but it's not this. Like it's like three balloons or something, which is definitely a lot lower than feels like it should be in order to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, you can definitely overdose in helium in one sitting.
Yeah. It'd be remarkably easy to do so. But this was like a third of a balloon at this point. It was dying.
That'd be fun detective procedural. How'd they die? Helium poisoning.
Did someone say fun? It's me, Chunky. I'm a detective now. Let's investigate me and regular voice. Regular voice, I'm ripping off a Rick and Morty bit. Come on, regular voice. You got to carry it because I'm running out of air and my voice is going to go back to normal.
Hey, I'm regular voice. I'm two weeks from retirement. AMA.
Regular voice, how do you feel about treating minorities? Do you think that we should be racial profiling? Because, I mean, you know, like, we're just looking at pure statistics, which obviously apply to the individual level. That's not fucking stupid to look at a single individual using statistics. Fucking goddammit.
I'm a grizzled detective who's about to leave the force, so... you asked me this week, and I'm gonna tell you, that's all fantastic.
Did someone say statistics? It's me, 5e Fox.
Oh, God.
I thought that I was the spiritual successor to that bit. I didn't realize that we were going to revive the old bit when my name is Chunky McChunkerson. Oh, my God, no. My whole thing is gone forever. Ah, you've defeated me.
I'm the only one that's allowed to have a high voice and also hate minorities.
You said it, not me this time.
Vivi Fox, wow. I thought we banned you from the podcast.
I'm more of a libertarian, I feel like. I think Vivi Fox is more of just like an evil person, and I think that Chunky McChunkerson is just one of those pieces of shit that is like libertarian.
You're trying to censor me. You're violating my constitutional rights by not letting me on this podcast.
Chunky Chunkerson, always problematic. Vivi Fox, you know, rose to popularity recently, made a lot of money. A lot of people suddenly wanted to have sex with him, then developed some very bad opinions because of that.
That's the end of my helium supply. For now, I have a whole nother balloon back there.
Hey, Ryan, do you want to do the helium challenge? See how many helium balloons you can...
How many helium balloons can I huff in one sitting?
Also, you said the lethal dose of helium is like three balloons, you know, roughly. But over what period of time?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like in an hour, or is it like over a long period of time? Is it like a week?
What do they call that? What is like the lethal amount of something that you can consider, like the half dose or something like that? I forget. Lost of time, like teardrops in the rain.
I'm reading an article about how dangerous it is to inhale helium after
inhaling helium,
doing the planned bit that I'd been planning for days of inhaling helium. This probably should have been earlier.
Something's out of order here.
Yeah. Displaces oxygen. Your body's only inhaling helium. Might cause a bit of dizziness.
Mm-hmm.
Not really, I don't think. Isn't likely to cause major health issues for it, but it's not impossible.
You know, that's why I like gasoline. You can't die from it. Just smell it all you want.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of serious health issues and deaths related to helium inhalation involve inhaling helium from a pressurized tank. I think that's...
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Like, mm-hmm. very quick to get a large dose of helium.
You just press a button and, your lungs are forcefully filled with this very light gas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Straight to the brain.
Hey! How much helium would you need in your body to float? I mean, obviously more than the amount that would kill you.
Yeah. No, okay, so let's say you take a cadaver. They're already dead. How much helium do you need to pump into them before they float?
You could just tape helium balloons to you, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. It's talking more about, like, you die of asphyxiation. I didn't see any, like, lethal doses of pure helium. It's more just it displaces so much oxygen
It prevents you. Yeah, oxygen from actually traveling through your blood and all that shit.
Right.
Huh.
Or if it's pressurized enough, then it can
blow up your lungs.
Well, yeah, it would, like, force a gas bubble into your bloodstream, which always kills you.
Yeah.
So, that too. But slowly inhaling it from a balloon. Consensus is, you fucking dumbass, don't do it. But not that dangerous.
But I did it anyway.
Woo! For a bit.
A bit on the 300th episode of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on June 17th, 2021. How did we get here? What did we do over 300 episodes of a quarantine, which means, like, 2/7 as many days, even more of quarantine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
We fucked everything up.
How did we get here?
It all started when we elected a Nazi in 2016.
Not a great start.
Yeah. Hey, that's me. Yeah, like it's someone sitting at a computer desk inhaling helium balloons into a microphone. That's me. I bet you're wondering how I got in this situation. Well, it all started in 2016 when a bunch of racist people got together and voted for a Nazi.
I mean, they would have had to have voted for a woman otherwise, so can you blame them?
Yeah. The trade-off here is, you know, come on.
Nah.
You don't understand. Economic anxiety is a thing.
White people weren't treated as good as they usually are.
Mm-hmm. Listen, we had 8 years of marginally progressive politics. We got to dial that shit way back.
Yeah, marginally.
Yeah, I don't even want to characterize those 8 years as progressive. Otherwise, the bar is in the fucking floor.
Extreme leftists, like, checks notes, Joe Biden?
Yeah. No, you don't understand. For a couple of years, the most progressive politician in all of Congress, Nancy Pelosi, was the Speaker of the House.
Guys,
oh, my God.
Guys, gay people got the right to marry. We need to start throwing people in cages again. Yeah. This is the only way we can correct this. This is a good system.
Yeah. No, they passed a bill that was first proposed by a Republican to try to address the healthcare crisis in the United States. Yeah, time to fucking, I don't know, rig elections. God damn it, man.
Yeah.
300 episodes in, baby.
Ooh, still salty.
Did you guys...
Ooh, you want to talk about something less salty?
Yes.
That I need your help on, Lucas?
Bring it.
Fucking crack down on Ian. There's a deal opening at Walmart
yep.
in 50 minutes.
I sent it to him.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Make sure he does that shit.
Okay.
Because he hasn't responded and since he said, like, I looked and it was like $1,000. And I was like, no, that's like an... That's not an official Walmart retailer. Like, they're going to come back into stock. Like, make your Walmart account right now.
Yeah, this is going to be like fill in all your details. $600 for a PlayStation 5. Yeah.
No, it won't.
Oh. What? Wait, no, how much?
No, it's going to be normal price.
How much did PlayStation 5 cost?
$500.
Okay.
For the disc, $400 for digital. Oh. Online, which he seemed like he might be interested in.
Wow, that is me on top of my golden throne. What a PlayStation 5's yeah. even cost? $1,000,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, $400, man.
Yeah.
It's like, a if console, he wants the disc Michael. Only, how the much digital... could it cost? $10,000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please, please get on top of him.
Okay.
Make sure he actually does that shit. Because it's there. This is a good opportunity. The PlayStation Direct one is probably going to sell out very fast. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that one's going to... And I think he might be, oh, I'll just do the Direct one. It's like, I don't know, man.
No.
You have to keep all options open. So.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Lighter note.
Hey. Hey.
We got to have our squad.
Squad. Do you guys... So I know realistically that like the tornadoes and weather effects in the next Battlefield game are probably going to be used to corral players to certain areas of the map so that, you know, you don't get that problem in a lot of Battlefield games where everybody's too spread out for shit to really be, you know, clip-worthy or intense or whatever. I kind of want those tornadoes to send you to a different level, like in a fucking fighting game.
Nah.
Oh, you get picked up by the tornado and then you end up in the Alaska map or some shit.
Yes. Yeah.
They just put you in a different server.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Right?
Yeah. Like, stay away from the tornado or you'll be ripped away from your squad and you'll just
play with
be
randoms.
On a random
yeah.
server. Yeah.
I'm into it.
That'd be more motivation. People are absolutely going to use the tornado to their advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I think that's by design, is that mm-hmm. they want people to
it's
jump in.
It's the next
shit.
Era of levolution. Climate change.
Climate lution. Yeah.
This isn't political at all.
All we have, it's just a bunch of displaced refugees being forced to fight to the death for oil in the era of a climate apocalypse. It's not political.
They're not expatriates. They're no patriots. They don't have a country, guy. What are you not getting about this? Did you play Metal Gear Solid 5? It's like that. Not political.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly like Metal Gear Solid 5. Not political in the slightest.
Okay,
yeah, no,
look,
the big N on their helmet stands for not political.
Listen, once the Child Soldier DLC comes out, you will see no politics are in this game.
I want the same people then to, like, flip and just be like, oh, they're fucking canceling Battlefield just because they have Child Soldiers. Like, I don't know, whatever happened to... I don't know, it's a video game, guys. Calm down.
I remember being a Child Soldier. It's not that
oh
bad.
Oh, my God.
It's like the guys that come out there with the, like, guys, it's... Like, why are you making such a big deal out of this? This happened to me, and I'm totally fine. Like,
yeah.
All the people that are like, why are we canceling people for beating their kids? My dad caved my skull in, and I turned out fine.
I pictured more the guys that were really, really upset about women being in the game mm-hmm. than, like, because liberals are like, hold on, you're putting Child Soldiers in the game? They have to, like, about-face and be like, no, fuck realism. Like, it's about... It's just a video game. Like, stop taking it so seriously. Like, they just have to do the exact 180.
They have before.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
No, it's a blast.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Hey.
Speaking of squads.
Ooh.
Did you guys see the Florida Republican politician in the running for, like, some congressional primary? that threatened to send a hit squad on his Republican opponent?
No.
Yeah,
no, I did not.
He was, like, talking to, it was, like, some aide to his opponent, like, both Republicans, and he was saying, like, you don't want to work for her anymore. She's going to die. He's like, I have connections. He's like, I got a whole bunch of money from Guatemala, and I have connections in Russian and Ukrainian hit squads. If she doesn't drop out, she's going to die. You don't want to be associated with her because otherwise you might die too. And then she had the call recorded.
Yeah.
And immediately turned it into the police. And he's like, I haven't heard it. I don't know about the claims that you're putting out there. It's entirely possible that it was edited. You know, like, people trying to cancel me. Just, come on, man.
How dare you try to cancel me for threatening to murder someone?
But that's the same shit.
Yeah, no, like, Matt Gaetz,
that's all cancel culture.
Trafficked teenagers. And then he said that the FBI was trying to cancel him.
But that's the whole thing with cancel culture, is that, like, You're basically saying you did this bad thing, and now I'm being canceled. It's like you're paying fucking consequences for the bad thing you did. I don't understand how this does not compute to you. Like,
any negative thing that they did not in reality happen, because if it did, it would just be cancel culture. It's ridiculous.
Probably harmful in the long-term rhetoric that, like, cancel culture is being associated with, threatening to murder someone now and not what it originally was, which was,
BTS.
Tumblr-level bullshit, you know? And now it's, I hate it here.
I mean, it was just basically that, like, especially celebrities and performers are in a position of privilege. It's not a right for them to be living this glorious lifestyle. Like, that's something that should be taken away from bad people. So when you do normal bad people things, like spit on a busboy, or like you know, like things that don't necessarily result, like, rise to the level of crimes,
but are like,
that, like,
what the fuck?
No, maybe we should boycott this person because they're a bad person and they don't deserve to be in this, you know, wealthy, glorious position that they're in, because that's not a right of yours to live that lifestyle. And then it became like, oh my god, I committed this crime, why are you trying to cancel me?
Right.
It's like, I don't, that's just not even a thing anymore.
It's a sad day in America where being a sex offender gets people offended.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Ah, fuck. Yeah. No, at least people are being held more accountable now. I mean, you can definitely see the evolution of Me Too kind of turning into the cancel culture phenomena, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I think it's just, people decided to use the internet as more of a, I don't know, a punitive tool of, you know, now everyone's connected. We can see when people do bad shit. So don't do bad shit because people will see it. Like, you can't just keep getting away with the terrible actions that you've been committing. Because we'll find out, and we will at least bring the internet down on you. So don't do it.
And a big part of that is that we don't have a lot of other mechanisms in our society other than what's basically public shaming to hold these people accountable. Mentioning celebrities, like, nobody's going to cut ties with somebody like an A-list celebrity because they spat on a busboy. They still sell movie tickets. Nobody's going to not vote for a politician in a very gerrymandered district because they had offensive sex, because there's no other option available.
Offensive sex is
Matt Gaetz would still win. is what
I think it's the same thing as, like, what's it called? How fake news got repurposed by conservatives. Like, fake news was a legitimate thing that was going on Facebook.
Still.
And we didn't know what it was at the time, but it was just Russian, like, disinformation.
Yeah.
It was a targeted campaign on our democracy. But we were all just like, why is all this stuff on Facebook being just, like, you know, everyone's buying it, but it's all fake. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all bullshit articles that people are buying, and it became known as fake news. And then that was repurposed by Donald Trump in a pretty fucking sly move as, like, no, the mainstream media is all fake news. Like, you've seen all this fake news on Facebook. That's also mainstream media. Yeah. Like, all news is fake because you saw some of that fake news. Like, and then,
I mean, it's... And, like, I agree with you. It was a sly move. But at the end of the day, it was just N-O-U.
But I don't think he was claiming that the bullshit, obviously fake articles weren't fake and that those were the real ones. I think he was able to just... Because everyone had kind of realized the phenomenon that, like, oh, shit, there's a lot of, like, fake articles being posted. He was able to then snowball that into, like, oh, yeah, you notice how all there's all this fake articles going around? CNN is also doing that. Like, everything is fake. It's all fake versus being like, no, Breitbart, that's all very, very real.
I mean,
like,
Trump.
More just like, all news is fake. Don't listen to anything. You can only listen to me. My Twitter. That's the only real news.
I think Trump at the very least was subtly the stuff that's positive for me, though. That's the good shit. That's the real shit. But then it is, I don't know, that whole event was darkly funny in that, oh, hey, people our parents' age, the people who told us you can't believe everything you read online, realizing, I can't believe everything I read online? What? What the fuck happened?
The people that to this day are like, Wikipedia is not an actual source, but yet they... Wikipedia is one of the most well-researched projects in human history, and every single time you read a claim, you can go to the source that it's citing.
Whoa. And don't find a quote-unquote legitimate Wikipedia source. With Lucas on the horn.
Just because Wikipedia might have questionable admins doesn't mean the project as a whole is illegitimate and not remarkably, like, impressive. Like, you know, it's stupid. It's very dumb. Wikipedia is not a legitimate source. But then, meanwhile, a uspatriot.biz on Facebook
says that Trump is still the president and he just is wearing Biden's face and he's going to get re-inaugurated here in any day now. Literally any day. Yeah. Look, there's a picture of tickets that I found.
Yeah, here's these tickets.
Yeah.
They're selling tickets for $1,200, which makes it legitimate.
Guys,
do you think they would charge me this much money if it wasn't real? God, get your head out of your ass, Andrew.
Guys, this guy with Q-level government clearance online, I don't know what that means, but he has it, is saying, like, democracy is a sham. We gotta buy ammo. Like, all the ammo, so much that nobody else can buy ammo.
Oh, there's no... I bought all the ammo, and now there's no more ammo to buy. The government must have bought it. And just Patrick with the fucking candy bar.
Yeah.
I think I'll buy it now.
Did you see the one politician where, like, people were like, what is the point of stockpiling all these arms and everything? What are you using them for? And they're like, the revolution. And then they're like, you really think you stand a chance against the United States government if it came to an armed conflict? And then he literally, like, invoked the Viet Cong as, like, in a positive light. He's like, yeah, people have done it before. Just look at the Viet Cong. And it's just like, I never thought that we would see conservative Americans invoking a communist junta as, like, this shining example of resisting the United States.
Yeah, no, just this group of people who all have, like, back the blue and support our troops bumper stickers are just immediately switching to, you know, the United States military hasn't won a war in like 45 years and the guerrilla warfare has been extremely effective against our military. So that's what we're going to do.
These communist farmers with barely a penny to rub together defeated them. Maybe we should start paying attention to what their systems and how they got things done. Like, hello, hold on, what's happening here? This is about to get real weird for you in about 5 seconds.
You know what? Yeah, you're making some good points. Maybe, like, we should embrace that model. You know, of course, a cornerstone of that was that, you know, all those people had access to, like, healthcare affordably. That was just covered through their taxes and stuff. Maybe, like, we could do that part too? Possibly?
Yeah, all those people, they had, like, a... They were able to mobilize very quickly due to a central body that kind of kept everything together. Like, and, you know, it wasn't really like based on states because that can lead to confusion. So it was kind of like one body for the entire country that spoke for the whole country.
Well, that's
almost like a federal body.
I mean, that's the thing is that a lot of these conservatives aren't against big government or against big powerful government entities. It's just as long as they're fascist and not for the betterment of the whole society, they're totally fine.
Yeah, no, it's the horseshoe theory of fascism and communism starting to reach around a little bit on the political spectrum of like, we just look at things a little different, you and I. But I see what you're doing.
No, I just want to have all the power and, like, use it for my benefit.
Yeah, I want to have all the power and use it for my benefit. You want to have all the power and use it for everyone's benefit.
And I fucking hate you for that.
Yeah. And that's just bullshit.
That's what's wrong with this country.
Yeah. The reason that communism fails is that, you know, the central body just inevitably becomes corrupt. It's cool in idea, like, but in practice, that central body goes mad with power. I want to be mad with power.
I want us to only benefit start me. At that point. I don't want to be communist and then eventually lose ourselves to a fascist overlord. I just want to start with the fascist overlord and see where it goes from there.
Let's skip those extra steps here.
Also, in these instances of communism going bad, I'm only going to point out the times where the U.S. made it go bad or the big quote-unquote communist country that is actually fascist. None of the ones where they're actually pulling this off quite well. That's, you're going to ignore those.
Well, it's socialism, I'd argue. The country, like, if you can pull it off well, that just means it's socialism versus communism. Like, it's just Scandinavia versus Russia or China. Like, it's just a non-totalitarian state at the center, a.k.a. socialism. Like,
that's the thing, is that, like, most communist states just devolve into Leninism, which is just, it's just fascist socialists. I mean, they're basically Nazis, but,
Yeah, it's fun, man.
Didn't expect to get into political theory on the 300th episode of the Quarantine
Cast.
Why
not? That's what, like, I would say at least 151 of the episodes have been about political theory.
All right. We have more political theory than there are Gen 1 Pokemon. Buckle up. All right. Hope you enjoyed this episode, the 300th episode. If you did, like, comment, subscribe. Why not? 300 of these, you should do that already. I just assume everyone hearing this is to listen to all the previous episodes. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where we got some awesome highlight clips. Email us your questions and business opportunities, voluntaryreviewing@gmail.com. Actively linked in the description down below if you want to help some great progressive causes. We have a Patreon if you want to help us keep the lights on. Follow us on Twitter @V2_podcast for updates, and follow me @LucasTheWriter on Twitter to keep up with all of my writing. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll continue to listen to however many episodes this ends up being, and good luck out there.